Loving God, open our hearts to hear your word. Set our hearts on fire with love for you. Stir our hearts to do your work in the world. Amen. During my time in divinity school, I had a really fantastic spiritual director. Just a gem of a man. James was a member of the Order of the Holy Cross, an Episcopal Benedictine monastery nestled on the Hudson River in upstate New York. And once, every 6 weeks or so, James and another monastic would come to YDS and spend 2 days offering spiritual direction to students. My relationship with James was one of the true blessings of my seminary experience. He's a man of great wisdom and spiritual depth, and he has a wickedly dry sense of humor. I remember one particular meeting with James. It was late in the fall of my second or middler year. I was exhausted, mentally, physically, spiritually. I was spent. The excitement of my first year had worn off, and graduation seemed impossibly far away. So there I sat in an armchair in a room with James, drinking a cup of tea as I bemoaned it all. I felt like all I ever did was read and write and sleep a little bit and get up to do it again. The ways I was being challenged to grow spiritually and personally just felt too painful. There was no way I was going to make it another year and a half. It was all just so hard. James didn't interrupt. He didn't tell me to suck it up. He didn't tell me I was crazy. He just let me work my way through my litany of complaints, and when I had finally worn myself down, he paused, looked at me, and with just a hint of a smirk, he said, "Well, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you?" He was right. And provided just the laugh I needed that day. Nowhere are we promised that following Jesus is easy, that there is only benefit with no cost at all. In fact, Jesus often reminds us that just the opposite is true. We hear it in today's gospel reading. If you remember last week, we heard a gospel that was pretty triumphant for Peter. Jesus asked his disciples who they understood him to be, and Peter replies, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Yes, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." Finally, Peter and the disciples get it. After years of fumbling and stumbling, maybe this Messiah stuff is really starting to settle in. But no, that would be too easy. In today's passage, we hear Jesus begin to explain what lies ahead. The terrible things that must come to pass in Jerusalem. The suffering that he will undergo at the hands of the authorities. The death that he will die. And this is more than Peter can bear. He cannot stand the thought of Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, his friend, suffering such things. "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." And what does Jesus say? "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Peter knows that Jesus is the Messiah and welcomes the triumphal coming of the kingdom of God that this represents. But he cannot bear the cost, the pain that accompanies that growth and change. Because growth is painful, isn't it? Whether it's the literal growing pains of our youth or the spiritual growing pains of our soul. Change can be messy and devastating and uncomfortable. But it's important and necessary for the flourishing of our souls as people and as disciples. One of my favorite poems from the great 17th century priest and poet John Donne reads, "Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but knock, breathe, shine, and seek to mend. That I may rise and stand, o'erthrow me, and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. Batter my heart." Perhaps this is what Jesus means when he implores us to take up our cross and follow him. What does it mean to lose our life so that we might save it? Perhaps it means giving up some of our comfort, the ease of unquestioned and unchallenged existences. Perhaps it means stepping outside of what is familiar, engaging with those who are unfamiliar to us. Perhaps it means truly listening to what Paul tells us in the letter to the Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Easy, right? This kind of work is hard. Changing, growing is hard. It means owning up to our own shortcomings, our own failures. It means facing our wounds and the ways we have wounded others. It means committing, truly committing to living in community with one another as followers of Jesus Christ. It means being willing to say, "I love you," even if I don't really like you right now. It means setting aside one's safety and comfort to come to the aid of those most in need. I can think of no greater example of this kind of genuine Christian love than what we've seen in Texas and Louisiana this week. People giving of themselves so selflessly to help their neighbors, to help strangers, putting themselves at risk to ensure that others can reach safety, gathering and organizing supplies, cooking hot meals, beginning the grueling work of clearing away the destruction of the hurricane. It's not easy work, either physically or emotionally. Stepping into the midst of trauma, even to help, is painful. But it's been a powerful witness to what it means to be a follower of Jesus, to be a member of the human family, to take up one's cross and follow Jesus. Changing is hard. We need not wait for a crisis to step out in faith, to make ourselves vulnerable, and invite the powerfully transformative love of Jesus into our hearts and our lives. We can do it today and tomorrow and every day of our lives. Invite Jesus in to change us and reshape us in God's image. It isn't easy, but it is vital, life-giving work. Batter my heart, three-personed God, for you as yet but not breathe, shine, and seek to mend, that I may rise and stand, o'erthrow me, and bend your force to break, blow, burn, and make me new. Amen.